Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Nearly 15 million Charter cable subscribers will get ESPN, ABC, and other Walt Disney owned networks back on their systems by tonight. We'll break down the deal ending this blackout burst and the consequence for TV ahead next. Also on tap, Drew Barrymore and the TV strike crossfire, 9/11 TV reflections, our classic trivia question, and Byron Allen's court to the empire keeps on growing. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, speaker and TuneIn Radio, and presenting the iHeartRadio Podcast Network and more than 40 other great podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Our opening half hour is brought to you today by Cure, the instant drink mix that naturally boosts your ability to live to the max. 82 degrees at the top of the hour, partly sunny skies, or sunny skies, I should say, in the New York metro area. And on this Monday afternoon, where we mark 22 years after 9/11/2001, we welcome you to the program all about TV's current and future. And we welcome you on a day where it didn't look like we were going to have a resolution to this Charter Walt Disney brouhaha, and we did around 11 o'clock this morning. We are going to take the first half hour of this hour-long episode to break that down. So if you know somebody who is a Charter cable customer, a Walt Disney programming fan, or both, have them tune in, because we're going to break this all down, as well as the consequences for where we go from here in the TV world. And then in our second half hour, we'll have some reflections on 9/11, how it unfolded on television 22 years ago, and some thoughts about how it was marked on TV last night and today. Plus, Byron Allen and his courtroom empire increased by not one, not two, but three new shows earlier today. And we'll talk about why Byron Allen is where he's at as the new king of the Court TV Hill. And we want to hear from you, so give us a call anytime you like throughout the program, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And don't forget, we also have our chat room business, and we want to hear from you. All it takes is to go to SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, you will interact with us. And while the promo is on the air, as always, you can connect with others by using Facebook timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn screen. Follow those easy instructions, and other people can be live with you. We will break down the Charter Walt Disney Channel breakthrough after these news notes. After a week and a half of no ABC, ESPN, and other Walt Disney managed services on their cable hookup, nearly 15 million customers of Charter Communications, a.k.a. Spectrum, second largest cable operator in the country behind Comcast, with systems in New York City, Los Angeles, and in between, can now see those networks again. Thanks go to a new multi-year distribution deal reached and announced by both companies this morning. The agreement also covers carriage of ABC stations in Charter service areas. In exchange for paying higher affiliate fees for 19 Disney services, Spectrum will offer Disney Plus with limited commercial breaks to its select tier customers, and ESPN Plus, the ad-supported version, in the same way to its select Plus tier takers. On the other hand, eight Disney networks, led by Freeform and Disney XD and Nat Geo Wild and Nat Geo Mundo, will be dropped for good. We'll break down the terms of this agreement in more detail after this segment. The Drew Barrymore Show is back producing new season episodes today and immediately ran afoul of the ongoing Writers Guild strike. Outside, WGA members, three of whom were employed by the syndicated talk info program, picketed. Inside, two audience members were asked to leave the taping for wearing or having WGA-provided pins. Barrymore's new season premiere, number 4, is set for next Monday, including on the CBS-owned stations. Now, quickies, The Simpsons will begin its 35th season on Fox October 1st. What about that? For the first time ever, the annual MTV Video Music Awards will get a Spanish-language simulcast. Univision's sister channel Unimax does the honors live tomorrow night, with Univision scheduling a late-night replay. More than 600,000 people watched the debut of college football, ACC style, on the CW Saturday night. Tomorrow night's episode of Star Wars Ahsoka on Disney Plus will run on the main screen of 9 movie palaces at the same time. Participating sites include Los Angeles, Boston, Orlando, and here in New York. And Seattle-based PBS station KCTS will play Chinese mega drama Three-Body Problem, starting September 23rd. The show will also be made available to other PBS stations. Netflix's English language series adaptation from Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss will go on early next year. And that is News Notes for today. We will break down the Charter Walt Disney deal announced earlier today after this message from Cure. Ever wonder what makes you fatigued or tired at times? Try this, dehydration, a leading cause of headaches, brain fog, and muscle weakness. Luckily, there is a way to bounce back, and that way is Cure. It's a clean, tasty, effective way to stay hydrated and operate at your best. Cure's instant drink packets mixed with water contain a balance of electrolytes and glucose, while free of artificial flavors, sweeteners, and preservatives. Cure is all natural and perfect to deploy on the go, at work, or at home. Try Cure today and feel the difference for yourself. And use the promo code TELEVISE for 20% off your order. That's promo code TELEVISE, T-E-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, for more details. You go to curehydration.com. Remember, use the promo code TELEVISE for 20% off your order for Cure. That's the instant drink mix that naturally boosts your ability to live to the max. And now let's get into the meat, some would say the weeds, of this Charter Walt Disney deal that was announced earlier today. By the way, Duck Northwest Media just joined in the chat room, gave us his yellow thumbs up. So, Duck, come on in. If you have some thoughts about this Charter deal, love to hear from you. So put your stuff in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Now, first, I want to read you in its entirety a statement that was released jointly by Bob Iger, the chief executive officer of Walt Disney, and Chris Winfrey, no relation to Oprah, the president and chief executive officer of Charter Communications. And I quote, "Our collective goal has always been to build an innovative mode for the future. This deal recognizes both the continued value of linear television and the growing popularity of streaming services while addressing the evolving needs of our consumers. We also want to thank our mutual customers for their patience this past week," it's really a week and a half, "and are pleased that Spectrum viewers once again have access to Disney's high-quality sports, news, and entertainment programming in time for Monday Night Football. Of course, Monday Night Football kicks off its season with the big Jets-Bills game. Aaron Rodgers making his debut as a Jets quarterback off Green Bay. And, of course, Damian, the player who had the cardiac arrest during the playoffs for the Buffalo Bills, he will be playing again. It is going to be one very emotional game tonight at MetLife Stadium for both teams. Now, here is the deal. And stay with me. And again, you might want to get somebody from Charter or get somebody from Disney who likes them to really listen in, and we want to get your reactions to it. So here's the way it's going to work. In the coming months, Disney will have Charter pay a higher affiliate fee for 19 of their services. However, the Disney Plus basic ad-supported service, that's limited commercial interruptions, limited commercials, well, if you are a Spectrum TV Select user, you will get that. You will get the opportunity to buy it. It will not come free, which is what Charter wanted. You will have to pay for it as part of a wholesale arrangement. So again, if you're a Spectrum TV Select package owner here in New York, in Los Angeles, elsewhere around the country, you will have the opportunity, they're not saying exactly when, but probably before the end of the year, you will have the opportunity to get on your service to Disney Plus ad-supported AC as part of a wholesale agreement. Now also, if you are subscribing to the Select Plus tier on Spectrum, ESPN Plus will also be provided. And again, you will have to pay a price to be determined. Now, Hulu is not involved in this deal up to this point. Now something else also, and you need to catch this. As you know, there has been speculation that at some point ESPN is going to go off cable and satellite and become a direct-to-consumer, a mega-content service. That's ESPN with ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Deportes, and so forth. So here's what's going to happen. When that call gets made and ESPN does make that changeover to a direct-to-consumer service, it will be made available, again, to Spectrum customers if you have the Select tier at the time it's launched. Also, Charter, your local Charter Spectrum system, will maintain flexibility to offer a range of video packages at varying price points based upon customers' viewing preferences. Again, this is the weeds or the details that have to get worked out. Next, Charter is also going to be able to offer Disney's direct consumer services. That means all their mega content services, ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney Plus, to all customers. In particular, the customers who currently take just internet or broadband service only. They'll be able to buy these services at retail rates. So it's going to be Disney Plus, it's going to be Hulu, ESPN Plus. If you want to buy the Disney bundle, let's all be at the same time. You'll also get the opportunity as a broadband-only customer to get that as a video customer. Now, effective immediately, that's right now, today, 9/11/2023, Spectrum will provide its customers widespread access to a more curated lineup of 19 networks from Disney. They'll continue to carry your local ABC-owned television station, Disney Channel, FX, Nat Geo, all the ESPN networks. Now, there's a bunch of networks that are not going to be carried as of today, and they are in alphabetical order, Baby TV, Disney Junior, Disney XD, Freeform, Fox Movie Channel, or FXM, FXX, the spinoff of FX, Nat Geo Wild, and Nat Geo Mundo. Now, we don't have word yet as to why all of these services will go out, maybe never to return. And I think for a lot of Freeform people, they're going to be very upset about this. And if you're a fan of some of the Disney networks, Disney Channel, and Disney Junior XD, you may be upset too. To preserve all these valuable business models, the parties also have renewed their commitment to lead the industry in mitigating the effects of unauthorized password sharing. So it looks like Charter and Disney are going to take a page out of what Netflix has been doing lately, and they will co-develop a password sharing plan to reduce the number of password sharing consumers. So once again, let's give you again the key points. Point number one, if you are a Spectrum TV select tier user, you'll get the opportunity very soon, probably by end of the year, to buy Disney Plus, the ad-supported version, as part of a wholesale arrangement. If you are a Spectrum TV Select Plus customer, you'll get the opportunity to buy ESPN Plus. Again, limited commercial interruption. When and if ESPN decides we're going to start our own mega content services involving all of our networks, when that happens, if you're a Spectrum TV Select customer, when we launch it, you'll have the opportunity to buy it and carry it as part of your Spectrum subscription. And Charter, for its part, will maintain flexibility to offer a range of video packages, varying price points based upon different customers. They'll have some packaging leeway, and they will still pay a higher fee for their services to Disney. And then as of right now, you're going to get back on your Disney service. You're going to get back on your Charter service no matter what tier you take. You'll get your local ABC station, ABC, the network, Disney Channel, FX, Nat Geo, the ESPN Family Networks, et cetera. What you won't be getting as of today is Baby TV, Disney Junior, Disney XD, Freeform, Fox Movie Channel, or FXM, FXX, Nat Geo Wild, Nat Geo Mundo. They are all gone. No matter what tier you're in, they're all gone. They're all off. And very soon, Disney and Charter Spectrum will collaborate on a password sharing plan. We're going to invite on our episode Thursday a Charter or Disney official to come on and say more about this. But for right now, here's three important takeaways. Number one, Charter has sent a message to all the other cable operators, whether it's Comcast, whether it's Altice Optimum, which, by the way, also has a big territory here in New York City, whether it's Cox, et cetera. You now have the green light to say to individual television programmers, whether it's Disney, whether it's Paramount, whether it's Warner Bros. Discovery, whether it is NBC Universal, Hallmark Media, et cetera. We cannot do business with you the way we always have done. We will no longer just take subscriber fees and pay them. Remember, up until this deal, Charter was paying Disney, get this, $2 billion a year. That's $2 billion a year. Probably with this deal, it will go up, I would think, between $2.5 and $3 billion a year. So what Charter is saying is, because of what they have done over the last week and a half, they've made it clear to other cable operators that programmers, if you want to stay on your cable, on these cable systems, you cannot just hike fees that we pass along to our consumers. Can't do that anymore. The video, as Chris Winfrey said, video ecosystem is broken. And if you don't allow us to take your mega content service, your ad-supported versions, whether it's Max, Peacock, Discovery Plus, Apple TV Plus, et cetera, Paramount Plus, and you don't allow us to offer it to our consumers either free or with a small charge, sorry, you're off our systems. And if more of these programmers do that, we will just stop doing video service. We'll live on our internet service and our phone service and our wireless service. That's it. So programmers, you are put on notice. Don't just hike fees and give us the opportunity to play your mega content services on our cable systems. The ecosystem, as we have come to know it, no longer is operational. Not when 90% of all U.S. households have smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles, and that's why they're watching television. And when 25 million cable households have stopped watching cable and satellite in the last 5 years, where the cable satellite universe has gone from over 100 million households to less than 70 million. Can't do business as usual anymore. So like it, like the New World Order, as we're going to do it, or lump it. Impact, consequence number one. Consequence number two. We said this before a few weeks ago, and we're going to say it again. If you are a national programming service or a regional programming service, in the case of regional sports networks, and cable and satellite are your way of reaching viewers, you have got to rethink that. Your prime way to reach viewers must start being smart TV sets and smart TV devices and multi-channel bundles, because that's how people are watching television, and that's how you're going to survive. Period. Impact consequence number two. And consequence number three, this is the one you're going to hear on this program exclusively, probably. And it's this. Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA, the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers, and the Writers Guild. Take a lesson from this. Why did we get this deal today? Because Charter and Walt Disney, to their credit, did not leave the bargaining table. They didn't just trade back and forth proposals and wait and play a waiting game to see who would blink first. They stayed at the table, and they worked a deal out. They worked it out this past week. They worked it out over the weekend. They worked it out right up to when it was announced at around 11 o'clock Eastern time this morning. They did not waste time. They did not waste activity. They did not waste momentum. They knew what they had to do, and they stayed at the bargaining table. So all three organizations, Writers Guild, SAG-AFTRA, AMPTP, stop waiting around for the other two organizations to get back to the bargaining table. You get back to the bargaining table, and everybody gets back together. The time when we have to have this waiting game is gone. Not playing a waiting game is why we have a deal with Charter and Disney. Let's give them both credit. Let's give both organizations credit for this. And this waiting game, which right now we have waited more than, we now have nearly 3 weeks since we had the last set of talks between the Writers Guild and AMPTP, the TV and Motion Picture Alliance. And we're still waiting to get back to the bargaining table. And SAG-AFTRA is on the sidelines. They should not be. It's time for all three organizations to get back at that bargaining table and make a deal. Stop waiting around. Stop waiting for the other guy. Stop acting like spoiled brats. and let's get a deal. I want to remind you that 17,000 people who were employed in the TV and film industry are not employed this month because of the actions you have, and more importantly, the actions you haven't taken. And it's time to stop being selfish about you. Yes, we get the issues. We get the situation with residuals. We get that. And we get it's a deal to work on, and artificial intelligence, and in the case of the writers, the makeup of the writers' rooms. They can, however, be worked on, and it won't be at a picket line. It will be at a bargaining table. And the better that both the guilds get to the alliance and they all work together, the sooner this strike is over, and we are all back to seeing and making and watching the scripted TV we want to see. This waiting game has to stop, and I'm hopeful that what Charter and Disney did should be the model going forward of how the writers and actors' strikes are resolved. We can do all the bloviating we want on a picket line. We can do all the bloviating we want on a press release or in an interview or in a Zoom call. Where this deal is going to be made is together, all three organizations, simultaneously at the same table. And it's time to take a lesson from what Charter and Disney did today and get back to that table without further delay. No matter where you're at, get back to that table and work a deal. It can be done. Time has come to stop moseying around and feeling sorry for yourselves. Because sooner or later, tax on all your houses. That's what the viewing public is going to say if you don't make a deal soon. So let's get with it and make something happen. All right, let's hear from you out there. What do you think about this Charter-Disney deal? And I'd love to hear from Charter subscribers, Disney fans out there. What do you think about this? And I'd like to hear from the Freeform people. What do you think about the fact that starting today, Freeform is not coming back on Spectrum? That's about 15 million households that are not going to get your service. You know, if you're a lover of Freeform, you're going to have to do something about it. Could that be enough to drop your service or go to a multi-channel bundle that has Freeform and use that regularly? Let's hear from you, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. This is the first of three episodes we are doing this week on Tomorrow Be Televised. We will be back with you on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. We have a couple of guest possibilities out there. We'll keep you posted as we go forward in the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Incidentally, tomorrow and Wednesday, I will be at NYC Television Week, the next TV Summit on Tuesday, the Hispanic TV Summit on Wednesday. And both are taking place on Madison Avenue in Midtown Manhattan, not far from Bryant Park. We're looking forward to it. With the Hispanic TV Summit, for those of you who missed the show on Friday, I'm going to say it again. It is high time that getting a Spanish-language scripted marketplace of programming produced in the United States with U.S.-originating Latinos in front of and behind the camera, writers, directors, producers, actors, production crew, that they get their shot to fly. Now, one thing I didn't say on Friday's program when I did that commentary that I should have said, I'll say it right now, is this. I am not advocating that Spanish language television networks like Univision, Telemundo, Canela TV, Estrella TV, et cetera, that they stop running shows, scripted shows from Mexico or Spain or Argentina or the Latin American outposts. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is let's balance the scale. Let's have and level and make possible an equal playing field where U.S.-produced Spanish-language scripted television, comedies, dramas, science fiction, horror, anthology shows have a chance on a regular basis to make it and make produce the United States. It is time to make that happen. And again, I really hope that this becomes topic one on Wednesday here in New York for the annual Hispanic TV Summit. I suspect we have hundreds of people there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm certainly going to raise this as much as I can. And incidentally, I also want to give congratulations to one of the people who's going to win on Wednesday the Hispanic Television Award. If you have not seen Miguel Gerwitz on Telemundo, he has done a marvelous job with his work on the Women's World Cup and last year the Men's World Cup. He is also the play-by-play person for Sunday Night Football. He did the NFL kickoff game on Thursday night. He is marvelous with his partner, analyst Rolando Cantu, and Anna Jerka, who is the host now of the Sunday Night Football games on Telemundo and Univision, also simulcast on Peacock in Spanish. Great job with the opening NFL kickoff weekend. I have a hunch that he is going to get a special Hispanic Television Award for Achievement in Programming on Wednesday. Good for him. And incidentally, when Thursday Night Football returns for its second season on Amazon, on Prime Video, they will be, that's Miguel Gerwitz and Rolando Cantu, they will be doing a Spanish-language version, a Spanish-language simulcast of Thursday Night Football for the very first time. Way to go, Prime Video. And way to go, Miguel and Rolando. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And I have a hunch, by the way, that all three, Anna, Rolando, and Miguel, will all get Sports Emmy Award nominations and probably could win next spring. So take that to the bank. So again, we'll be with you Thursday and Friday. And coming away on Friday, we're going to meet the Chief Executive Officer of Caffeine. It's one of the more unique services that has started lately on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. The CEO, his name is Ben Kegren, and you will catch him on Friday as one of our guests. And next Monday, we will have the Chief Executive Officer and the brand-new Chief Creative Officer of Nebula, another very interesting service that's making it smart on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. And with the new Chief Creative Officer in hand last week, they have some very exciting plans, and they'll talk about it with us on Monday. That's Dave Wiskost. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Nebula, and the new hire, Sam Denby, Chief Creative Officer. They'll both be with us a week from today, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. So be sure to tune in, and we have some other very interesting new networks that we're going to be covering in the months ahead. And also, on Thursday, you can catch me in person on Sports Grid Network's wonderful show, Sports News Wire. It's the daily news information hour at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. I'll be there talking about TV sports. Probably will have more to say about the Charter Disney resolution. We'll talk about the ACC coming to the CW. We'll wrap up week one of the NFL. Probably we'll do something about Prime Video's new Spanish language simulcast and more. That's Sports News Wire on the Sports Grid Network. Available on smart TV sets, smart devices, Amazon Freevee, and other multi-channel bundles. 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Coming up for our next half hour, our classic trivia question of the week, some reflections on television of 9/11, 22 years ago and currently. And Byron Allen, he's got a court TV empire going, and it got bigger today. We'll get to all of that after we pause near the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 90 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out Women Who Jam Radio on BTR. It's coming your way today at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. If you like wonderful entertainment, female-friendly, it's Women Who Jam Radio today, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome to the second half of this Tomorrow Be Televised Hour on 9/11/2023. This half hour is brought to you by Laird Superfood, plant-based coffee creamers, and other products that fuel you from sunrise to sunset. Tom Abba, I'm with you back along for the ride from Nueva York, 81 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Welcome to those who are joining us at the bottom of the hour. By the way, welcome our two newest podcast affiliates that joined us late last week. And I'm talking about the wonderful people at Anytime Player and Pod Night. Anytime Player and Pod Night. And we'd like to hear from you, those of you who just joined us at the bottom of the hour. If you know about the Charter Disney resolution that came out earlier today, love to hear from you. Now that you got your ESPN Monday Football back on the air tonight, Disney Channel 2, ABC, and local ABC station, which, by the way, will be simulcasting the Monday Night Football game as well. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Number is good anyway, or catch us across the country around the globe. here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. And we'd like to have you come in our chat room. It's Simon Apple 04 by name, Duck Northwest Media, our wonderful fan in chat room land. He's with us, gave us his wonderful yellow thumbs up. And so let's hear from you. Go to the room. Simon Apple 04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Coming up later this half hour, we'll have some reflections on 9/11, how it was captured on television 22 years ago, and the coverage today and last night. Plus, some thoughts about Byron Allen. His Court TV empire got really big today. So all of that first, after our classic trivia question. So it's our second week offering this question, second and final week. Once again, we have four prizes in store for you if you are first with the correct answer by email. We got two wonderful music CDs, Chicago's Greatest Hits with such tunes as Saturday in the Park, If You Leave Me Now, Another Rainy Day in, of course, New York City, and Lifetime's Women in Rock CD with the likes of Cyndi Lauper, Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, Linda Ronstadt, Laura Branigan, Bananarama, and more. We have an Uber card courtesy of AMC Networks, and the brand new best-selling book in its genre, Running the Show, Television from the Inside, by our great guest from 2 weeks ago. He is the former Emmy-winning writer-producer of Northern Exposure and other great shows, Jeff Melbourne. And if you didn't hear that wonderful interview, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Also, check out our podcast. I think you'll really enjoy the interview. We got a lot of good feedback on it. And we're offering his book, which I understand is number one in its category on Amazon and in other book places. So here's the question. Get your thinking caps on. First correct answer, you'll win all four prizes. Name the 1974 CBS crime drama starring Ken Howard. Name the 1974 CBS crime drama series starring Ken Howard. Two hints. It was a Quinn Martin production, and it was set in the 1930s. Quinn Martin production, set in the 1930s, and you should be able to see at least an episode, and I believe also the opening title sequence on YouTube. So you should get the answer that way. If you you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you win. If we don't get a winner by the end today, we will post the question tomorrow on Facebook and X, otherwise known as Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. One more time, the question, name the 1974 CBS crime drama starring Ken Howard. The two clues, Quinn Martin production, and it takes place in the 1930s. So again, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Again, if we don't have a winner today, post the question tomorrow on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. In order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. Coming up next, some reflections on television and how it covered 9/11, 22 years ago today, and over the last 24 hours. First, we have some message for you from Laird Superfood. Are you ready to feel more energized, focused, and supported? Go to LairdSuperfood.com and add nourishing plant-based foods to fuel you from sunrise to sunset. Use promo code TELEVISED at checkout to save 15% off your purchase today. If you're looking for a better coffee experience, for example, try out Laird Superfood Creamers. They are produced from high-quality, all-natural ingredients, family-sourced and whole food all the way. No artificial flavors, colors, or additives. So ramp up your energy and focus today with Laird Superfood Creamers, available at LairdSuperfood.com. That's LairdSuperfood.com. And remember, you save 15% off your purchase when you use the promo code TELEVISED, T-E-L-E-V, as in victory, I-S-E-D, at checkout. Laird Superfood, plant-based coffee creamers and other products that fuel you from sunrise to sunset. I know where I was 22 years ago, this very day. It was a very bright day here in New York City, and I was at the Millennium Broadway Hotel on 44th Street near Broadway to catch the opening of the annual NAMIC conference, National Association of Minorities in Communications. Their latest conference during Diversity Week next week goes on Tuesday into Wednesday. And the opening panel was getting ready to go when all of a sudden we had heard that a plane that was hijacked by terrorists crashed in the midst of One World Trade Center. I immediately went from my seat in the main theater or main ballroom to the lounge, and everybody was tuning in to see the incredible sight of One World Trade Center on fire with the plane sticking out of one side. You felt like you were watching a computer-generated special effect of a movie live. And it went back and forth between there and the main theater, where by that time, they decided to pull down the screen, big giant white screen, and put CNN on live. And that is how everybody, from the opening panel, session panelists, to the people sitting in their seats, saw a second plane hit the second World Trade Center tower, and then, one after the other, both towers crumble to the ground. Again, it was like watching a computer-generated special effect. That's how unreal it was. And it just crumbled, as if it was on cue by a director. For the next hour or so, I was absolutely transfixed, as was everybody around me at that conference, to CNN and the coverage. And to see everybody, national and local camera crews, try to get to that scene. And as time went on, you saw their incredible camera work, live and videotape. It was like you were in the center of a war zone after an atomic bomb had hit Ground Central, Ground Center. It was like, remember the movie Failsafe? It was like watching the end of Failsafe, except you saw the bomb go off and the aftermath. It was a stream of white, smoke, rubble, shattered buildings, shattered windows. Incredible. Ultimately, the conference was canceled so we could all try to get as home as possible, avoid the World Trade Center area at all costs. It took a while, got home, and kept my TV set on for the rest of the day and the night. It was just incredible to process, to see an important part of a city on the tip of Manhattan, really a city unto itself, become helpless. And then to know that it wasn't just your part of New York City that was hit by a hijacked plane from terrorists. It was a side of the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. that crashed. And it was another hijacked plane that, due to the incredible courage of people on board, they were able to get the crash not where it was supposed to go, the White House and or the U.S. Capitol building, but a field in a remote part of Pennsylvania. In all, over 2,700 people lost their lives. And that loss continues to be felt 22 years later by people in this metropolitan area, by people all around this nation, and by people overseas, because they knew somebody. And they continue to know somebody, or a friend of somebody, or if you're part of a police squad, or first responder unit, or emergency services, you know somebody who passed away, or you know somebody who came away with an illness that ultimately took their life. The day was unforgettable. The aftermath, the days after, unforgettable. some wonderful journalists went above and beyond the call of duty to document what happened, to make sense of it all at the same time, and to reassure this country that, yes, we do have a future in spite of the horrific scenes that were being captured on video. From anchor people like ABC's Peter Jennings, what I think is his finest hour in that role, to Aaron Brown, at that time one of CNN's best anchors and the anchor person of Newsnight, one of the best nightly documentary, not the news magazine shows ever made, and Gene Meserve and so many other people, and all those correspondents on the ground, some of whom are still around, like Lucy Yang of Channel 7 Eyewitness News, ABC's New York station here. You saw their effort to document the story and to make sure that in years ahead, we kept remembering, we kept reflecting, and we expanded the fact that if we did get 9/11 complete, that we learned something from it, and we learned to always pay respects to the people who perished that day. In those morning hours when it looked like it was going to be a gorgeous day like any day that week. For me, 9/11 takes on special significance because I was one of the last people the night before, the Monday night before, September 10th, 2001, to leave One World Trade Center. At that time, I was involved the person assisting at Landmark Worldwide, then Landmark Education, the folks behind the Landmark Forum. Landmark had its offices and its educational spaces on the 15th floor of One World Trade Center, and I was assisting on a relationship seminar that Monday night. Nobody knew when we all left the building that that would be the last time that we would be at One World Trade Center. Nobody could ever foretell that. And I promise you that everybody who is still alive, who remembers that last night and that day to come, will never forget they were where they were the night before. And incidentally, it was a marvel that Landmark Worldwide had its office hours starting at 10 a.m. If it had been 9 a.m., God knows. And because it was 10 a.m., everybody at Landmark who worked in that building, One World Trade Center, on the 15th floor, was saved. And a good chunk of them are still involved with Landmark Worldwide today. Time can be an ally when it's important to be an ally. I was wondering, in putting together these remarks I just gave you, how the 22nd anniversary of 9/11 was going to be covered. Because there have been some people thinking, well, time to move on. We shouldn't do as much as we've done in years past. So it was a wonderful surprise that last night there were some great examples of remembering and reflecting on 9/11. There was Scott Pelley's wonderful segment on 60 Minutes last night, one of the best things he's ever done. His words were incredibly poetic and prophetic. He put the acknowledgement where it belonged, on the first responders, the police, the fire, the emergency people who risked their lives, and many sacrificed their lives so that others could get out of that danger zone. And on Sunday Night Football, before the Dallas Cowboys gave the New York Giants a huge whipping, 40-0, in the rain, pouring rain, before an unfurled flag across the field, Queen Latifah and a wonderful police choir sang the national anthem. It was absolutely stirring. I had never seen Queen Latifah sing before. It was really surprising, and it was beautiful. And people were holding their hands over their hearts, taking off their caps, singing the anthem, and it was a wonderful optic to see. And then there's what took place this morning. everything from what the local stations have done for the last 21 years, which is to carry in full one of the most remarkable memorial events you will ever see. It's an event that it's not a fanfare, doesn't have celebrities or government officials, national, state, or local. It's people like you and me who were impacted by 9/11, reading off the names from A to Z of those who perished in New York, in the Pentagon, and in Pennsylvania. And it was great that CNBC, in a, I thought, wonderful montage, put together live, had not only their annual ringing of the bell, the memorial bell, at the time when the plane struck the Trade Center, that they also had a live picture from Washington, D.C., a live picture from the World Trade Center Memorial as that service was going on, and in Pennsylvania. It was great to see that once again, television was rising to the occasion to have all of us remember 9/11 and all of us to reflect on it. Yes, it's times like these where television, as Edward R. Murrow said way back when, can even inspire. I'd love to hear what you had to say if you saw any of the coverage. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. In a moment, Byron Allen and his corporate empire keeps growing and growing and going. First, I want to remind you again that we have three episodes we're doing this week. This is number one. We will be back on Thursday, September 14th, and on Friday, September 15th. We'll let you know we'll be on the show on the 14th, and definitely on the 15th, we'll have the chief executive officer of one of the surprising new services you can now get on smart TV sets and devices and multi-channel phones called Caffeine. And we'll have CEO Ben Kiegren will join us. And then a week from Monday, we'll have Dave Wiskos and Sam Denby. They are the chief executive officer and new chief creative officer of Nebula. Very interesting service involving a variety of scripted and scripted programming, and they've got some very exciting original programming plans to pull off in the months ahead. That's the folks from Nebula, 1 week from today, September 18th, Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, here on Tomorrow We Televised. And programming note, on the following Monday, for the first time in 16-plus years of doing this program, we will not be doing an episode on Monday due to the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. For the first time, Yom Kippur takes place on a day that normally we would do a program. In the past, we've had situations where we've done shows before the holiday started. This year, the holiday starts on Sunday night and runs into Monday night. So because of that, with the Day of Atonement, you can't work on those days. It's 24 hours of fasting, prayer, reflections, and so on and so forth. So we will not be with you 2 weeks from today. We will be with you the following Tuesday. All right? So just wanted to give you a heads up. We'll do that as time goes on. All right. Well, Byron Allen is one of the most unique entrepreneurs of television, and now he has become the prime provider of court television series. Over the last decade, Allen, starting with Judge Ross in America's Court, has put together a lineup of court television shows, half-hour court shows. And today, not one, not two, three more were added to that lineup. One with Judge Mathis, Greg Mathis, one with Judge Brown in the R, formerly of People's Court, and one with MDK Williams, former commentator on Fox News, former subject of the Real Housewives of New York on Bravo. All three premiered today. And Byron Allen just seems to have this wonderful habit of being involved in every aspect of television he can. Broadcast station ownership, syndication, cable networks, multicast channels, smart TV, set and device distributed services, and multi-channel bundles like Local Now and HBCU Go. In the case of these three shows, there are different ways you can catch them. You can catch them on syndication, on local television stations around the country. So you've got to check your local market for where it's on and when. And it's also carried on Justice Central, the Allen Media Group-produced Justice Legal Affairs Network. And it's also carried on Local Now. That's the multi-channel bundle available on smart sets and smart devices, And I believe they're also carried, at least some of them will be carried on the Griot TV, which is the service available on smart TV sets and devices, also available as a multicast channel. That's the secret, by the way, to Byron Allen's success. He is an entrepreneur first class. He is very opportunistic. He takes advantage of opportunities every way he can. Two of these three shows happened after he personally called up the judges involved. When Warner Brothers decided, that's it, we're done with Judge Mathis, we're done with the People's Court with Marilyn Milan, he called both of those judges up and said, hey, if you still want to do a court show, come to me, we'll make the show happen, and we'll get on the air this fall. And that's what happened today. It's really amazing. It is an incredible success story. At a time when syndicated shows are drawing less and less viewers, his court shows are rising up the scale. And that's because it's not just syndication, it's multiple distribution avenues. That's the secret, I think, to Byron Allen's success. He really is an entrepreneur of the highest order. Sometimes his tactics are controversial, and he gets results. Look what he did with the Weather Channel and the Weather Channel in Espanol. Look what he's done with these court shows. Look what he's done with his other syndicated shows. Look what he's done with Local Now. It's one of the biggest and most unique smart TV products out there. And HBCU Go, which has become a major source of historically black college university sports and entertainment. And the Griot.tv or the Griot has now become a major source of news information from African Americans. He just knows how to bring the resources together. So Byron, way to go. You are for sure king of the court hill. And all the best to you. Incidentally, we are continuing our effort through his PR people to get Byron on the show. And we're also working to try to get either the judges of these shows, Ebony K. Williams, Greg Mathis, Marilyn Milan, or their executive producers of these programs on our program. And we will keep you posted. All right. Let's see if we have some additional chat room. But we have a couple minutes, so we'd love to still hear from you. Love to still like to know what you're thinking about the Charter Disney situation being resolved today and what the details are and the fact you can now get your local ABC station network back if you're in New York or Los Angeles or in between in the U.S. of A. And your thoughts about 9/11 and your thoughts about Byron Allen and the new court shows he's got on. So give us that call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. One more time before we leave you at the top of the hour, let's give you our classic trivia question. Name the 1974 CBS crime drama series starring Ken Howard. Name the 1974 CBS crime drama series starring Ken Howard. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if we don't get a winner by end of today, post a question on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Apple, BAM Twitter, or X at UBC Simon, TWBT. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today's episode. We had to do some scrambling because of the Charter Disney situation to do today's episode. We apologize we didn't get a guest. We did try to get a guest to see if, who could talk about the situation from a journalist perspective. And we are going to contact Charter and Disney to get somebody from them, either organization or both, on our next episode coming your way on Thursday. And remember, also on Thursday, check me out in person on Sports News Wire, available on Sports Grid Network. Available on smart TV sets, devices, multi-channel buttons, and Amazon Freebie, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And I will be in person tomorrow and Wednesday at the NYC Television Week, taking place at ETC over on Madison Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. Next TV Summit tomorrow, Hispanic TV Summit on Wednesday. And we also have Diversity Week coming your way next week, Women in Cable. Hope to be there for that with their leadership conference, and then NAMIC with their annual conference, and hopefully on Thursday, the Walter Cates Foundation dinner, wonderful organization that really tries to expand diversity in television, celebrating its 40th anniversary next Thursday, week from Thursday. All right? All righty. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com. wonderfully done from the great people on Podium. And check out our podcast, nearly 45 now, or take our show, including our latest newbies, Anytime Player, and Pod Night. Also, it's on Amazon Music, Audible, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iRadio Podcast Network, Zencast, the Creator Network, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So be sure to check us out there, particularly with recent episodes. We love hearing from you. What did you think about our episode today and what we had to say? What's your thought about where TV is at and where it is going? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget, you can also find me on Facebook or Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn, Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. We love hearing from you. We appreciate hearing from you. Please sound the word out about our show to other people so they can tune in live or on replay through podcast and website. And don't forget, if you respond to me, I respond back to you within 24 hours. That's our promise to you. What you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not say those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is B-Charge General Manager. Jay Steinberg is Head of Content. Website services provided by On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost. Guitars Vegas is our web coordinator. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Laird Superfood, plant-based coffee creamers and other products that fuel you from sunrise to sunset. And by Cure, the instant drink mix that naturally boosts your ability to live to the max. Don't forget, you get a discount when you use the promo code TELEVISED, TLEVISED, at checkout to both locations. But tomorrow we televise. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Please keep reflecting and remembering 9/11, what happened 22 years ago, and please keep those people and their families in your thoughts going forward. We'll be back on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our podcasts and web destinations. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe, and please make it great for you and others you love. Until the next time, stay well, and stay tuned.